Yerushalmi Trumoif corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Sadiches. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Membeif from a base on the sixth wide line, Masa B'Tabach Echad. Masa B'Tabach Echad B'Sipoyrin Shahaya Machel Yisrael Nevelis Atreifis Pam Achas Shosa Yain Be'erev Yom Kippurim, we should say, V'Ar Lagag V'Nafel Omeis V'Hayu Klovim Melakakim B'Damai. There was once a butcher in Sipoyrin who was giving Nevelis and Treifis to Jews. Once he drank wine on Erev Yom Kippur and went up to the roof and fell and died, and the dogs lapped his blood. Asin Shalnu Vechanina, Mao, Miramife, Minkemihoin, Amaloin, Ksiv, Bosa, Besada, Trefa, Leito, Ichlu, Lakelef, Tashichon, Oisoi, Vizaya, Goizel, Esaklavim, Amachel, Esisol. They came and asked Vechanina whether they could move the corpse away on Yom Kippur to save its disgrace. He told them that the Pasuk says in Shemois, you may not eat flesh of an animal torn apart in the field, you shall throw it to the dogs. But this person stole from the dogs and gave it to the Jews. Amalain, Apunun de Medidon Inun Achlin, Rechanina says, leave him for the dogs, they are eating what's theirs. Masabachazel Echad, Shehaya Malaglik, you should say, Begiloi Yain, Pam Achas, Laka Vedalekes, Ro, Oise Yoshe Vedeirish, Biyam Kippurim, Vesaluchis Shalmayim Biyodoi. There was once a pious man who showed disdain for the prohibition of drinking liquid left uncovered. Once he was infected by the venom, as he wasn't careful from the prohibition, and they saw him sitting and expounding on Yom Kippur with a flask of water in his hand, from which he needed to drink, despite the fast. Chad Barnash, Iglile, Garav Dechama, Azal, Baruva, Tsuma Rabba, Lemishpechine, Chamse Chad, Amalei Havili, Nishtaya, Amalei Lav, Megalehu, Amalei Havili, Once a person had a barrel of wine that was left uncovered. On Erev Yom Kippur, he went to spill it out. Someone saw him and said, give it to me, and I'll drink it. And he answered him that his wine was left uncovered. The man said, give it to me anyway. Hashem said that we must eat and drink on Erev Yom Kippur, and so he should protect me. But even before he finished drinking it, the venom spread throughout his body, and he died. Rabbi Yirmiyahu b'shem Rabbi Chiya b'Abba kol ha'arasim Malim, Chatatin, Ve'irus, the Nachash Memes. Rabbi Yirmiyahu, quoting Rabbi Chiya b'Abba, said that all other venoms cause boils and skin ailments, as snake's venom kills. Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Shal, Le Rabbi Zeira, Mare Shmuasa, Misnamnim, it should say. Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked Rabbi Zeira, according to the opinion that if a person was sleeping, it's prohibited, if he's dozing, is it also prohibited? Rabbi Zeira, Have a Yosef, Echel, Have a Damech, Yav Yadea al Timnasa, Ramalain, Adlakin, Butsina, Adlakun, Vashkachun, Shufina, Chihudaime, Lesara, Korechala. Rabbi Zeira was sitting and eating. The candle went out and he began to doze off. He put his arm on a measuring vessel known as a tumnasa, so that he would sense if a snake was coming. He told them to light the candle and they discovered a snake like a hair wrapped around the vessel. Amalei, Rashir, Lehavina, Zahirbach. Rabbi Zeira said to the snake, you evil one, if I wouldn't have been careful from you, you would have gone into the vessel. This shows that the snake is not afraid of a person who is dozing. Amrib Ami, Srichim Lameichus Lama Debraisa Chashashin Isser, I should say. Rabbi Ami says we have to be careful from things that people are concerned for, even if there's no Torah source for it. Delai Lameitan Barnash Pritin Goy Puma. One may not put coins in one's mouth as there is dried sweat on it. Tavshila, Toisi Alsa, one may not put a pot of food under a bed because of the Ruach Ra, which is the evil spirit that's there. Pita, Tachos, Shiche, one may not put bread under the armpit because of the sweat there. Mitza, Sakina, Goi Pugla, Sakina, Goi Esrega, one may not insert a knife into a radish or esrog and eat it, or the blade might cut him. Amba Biosi Barbun, Kozea, Danafka, Mibarnash, Samamavisu, Chutz Mizeus, upon him. Biosi Barbun says, all human sweat is poisonous except for facial sweat. Kanchalon of Rabbi Yonason, Amalei Alva Doi Nafshach Anna. When Rabbi Yonason was asked about the laws of uncovered liquids, he said, am I your guarantor to warn you not to endanger yourselves? He answered this, he didn't want them to ask him. Am Rabbi Yanai in Kata Kata Shichor Ven Oved Oved Magli. Rabbi Yanai says, to those who wish to consume items that are doubtfully prohibited because they will be uncovered, the gain is minimal, like a coal, but the potential loss is enormous, like a precious gem. Am Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Ilu Zavant Garmech Leludin, Ave Mazvin, Lohain Bedamin, Yekoren, Hacha Bedamin, Kalilin. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said, if you would sell yourself to cannibals, you would ask a very high price. Here was such a small price, don't endanger your life. Tani, Maim, Shiniskalu, Liyarbitz, Behain, Betech Besoi, Velish Behem, Beroshes Arabim, Leyashku, Legoi, Velayashke, Behen, Behem, Eschaveiroi, Ave Mashkehu, Behem Toi. The Tosefta says that water that was left uncovered, one may not use it to sprinkle in his house to settle the dust, one may not pour it out in a public domain, one may not give it to a Gentile to drink, and one may not give it to his friend's animal to drink, but one may give it to his own animal. מהם שנזכרו לא ישו בהם את התת וליחבף בהם את הכלם ולידך בהם כויסוס ותמחויים ואין צורך לימה פניו ידו ורגליו. When we not soak clay with it, wash clothing with it, wash bowls, cups, and serving bowls with it, and one certainly should not wash his face, hands, and feet with it. In all these cases, there's a concern that the toxic venom will touch his skin. Achayim omu le'osu elemokim, silta ponov kasilta heim, roshez bois yodav araglav kasilta heim. Others say that they only prohibited using the water when the skin has cracks that absorb. The face and the ends of the fingers and toes are considered to have such skin. Maim sheneskalu liyigabel bahem sa'isa. Tosefta says that it should not be used to knead dough. Nehemiah says baking it is permitted because the snake's venom is consumed by the fire. Reb Simon quoting Rav Shimon Levi said that that's only when the bread isn't crumbling into many pieces, but if it is, it's prohibited as that indicates that perhaps it contained venom that caused the crumbling. Kan ha'or shoylet, v'kan eino or shoylet, kan ha'kli mafsik, v'kan eino kli mafsik. All agree that heated water is still prohibited. What's the difference between bread and hot water? The fire of the oven consumes the venom, and there's no vessel separating the fire from the liquid. Shmuel amamaya seli rashaze, ein ani sheise elechamin. Shmuel said, how can this evil one, means a snake, injure me when I heat up the water? Milsei amat seinen chenasu chamin mutarin. This indicates the cold water that was heated is permitted. Rechanina says this evil one is finicky and won't drink hot water that cooled down. Milsei Amma Chamin Venasu Seinin Mutarim. This indicates that hot water that cooled down is permitted. Rabbi Abba, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that both of these cases are prohibited. Masnisa Masailo Rabbi Yochanan Chamin Kozman Shemalin Hevel Hare Elu Mutarim Avamayim Magulim Afapisha Mechamaman Hare Elu Asuim. May kvashim may shlokois may turmasin hare elu mutarim, maim shedich bahim kvashim shlokois or turmasin hare elu asuim, hedich ben anovim ba'ivshin, oishin nechile asa. We have a support for Rabbi Yochanan from a Tosefta. As long as hot water is steaming, it's permitted. But as for water left uncovered, even if he heated them, they are prohibited. Pickling water and water in which vegetables or turmeric beans were boiled are permitted. Water used for rinsing pickled or boiled vegetables or turmeric beans is prohibited. If used for rinsing grapes or be'ushim, which is poor quality grapes, for a sick person, they are prohibited.